On a cold winter afternoon, Harry DeLyer returned from a horse auction with a big gray horse that his children promptly named Snowman. He turned out to be a good riding horse, but when a neighbor offered Harry twice what he'd paid for him, he agreed to sell. Well, right away, he regretted that decision, and so apparently did Snowman. And that's when his hidden talent showed up, along with the horse himself. The neighbor's fences were high, but Snowman repeatedly scaled them to be with the master and family he loved. One day, Harry made the reunion permanent by buying the horse back, and the rest is history. Snowman kept winning championships and shows until the ultimate dream, the Nationals at Madison Square Garden. He was named Horse of the Year 2 years running. But not because he ran, Snowman turned out to be a jumper. And nobody would have ever known had it not been for the fences that separated the grateful animal from his loving master. And the horse had every reason to be grateful, because Harry had arrived late at the auction that day after the best horses were sold. The big gray gelding that became the indomitable Snowman was rescued from the only other bidder, a man who intended him for the glue factory. The psalmist said, "The Lord redeems your life from destruction." When others write you off, he sees what you can become. Andrew Benar said, "Kept by the mighty power of God, every day we escape dangers that we're not aware of. If we saw the snares that Satan lays out for us, how we would adore the Lord who enables us to escape them all." Take a moment today and thank the one who has redeemed your life from destruction. Psalm 103, 2-4 says, "The Lord redeems your life from destruction."
Wake up to the sunlight with your windows open. Don't hold in your anger or leave things unspoken. Wear your red dress, use your good dishes. Make a big mess and make lots of wishes. Have what you want, but want what you have. And don't spend your life looking back. Turn up the music, turn it up loud. Take a few chances, let it all out. 'Cause you won't regret it, looking back from where you have been. 'cause all that you do is bound to come back to you. So think of your fellow man and make peace with God and make peace with yourself. Oh yeah, 'cause in the end there's nobody else.
That pretty much wraps it up for New Music Thursday this week. I'll be back tomorrow as we head into another weekend. Friday tomorrow. Remember, God loves you, and He's never going to love you any more or any less than He does right now. I'll see you tomorrow.
I take a breath and I'm alive. It feels like for the first time I've seen you through these eyes. Everything I used to be that lived inside of me is gone. For the last time I remember everything I've done, but you've forgiven each and every one. Now I'm coming back to life. I'm living inside. All of my fears are far behind, and I'm coming back to life. I found what I need, and it's you. I know it's you. Brings me back to life. Just for a sign, hoping I could find someone who could change a heart like mine. I read the stories of your life, the miracles and signs. You turned my water into wine. It's so much easier.